Speaking of the nightjar, Niall, you just mentioned it there. I see the nightjar, once feared extinct in Ireland, seems to be calling again, a bit like the great spotted woodpecker.
Yes, so this is a bird that's very little known. The nightjar, I suppose if you think of a cross between a moth and a bird, it gives you a good idea of what they look like. They're very cryptically plumaged. It's quite a large bird. It looks like a large swift, same sort of shape. And in fact, they are related to swifts, but they're only out in the hours of darkness. They're what we call crepuscular, which means they're out at dawn and dusk and then through the night. And they specialize in feeding on large moths. They're very specific in the type of habitat that they like. They're very hard to find. It tends to be quite remote areas. They like sandy soils, areas where there's certain microclimates that attract lots of moths. And unfortunately in Ireland, we don't have much of that left anymore. So it's thought that this species may have become extinct in Ireland. It's so hard to find them. However, my colleague in Birdwatch Ireland, John Lusby, has been doing a lot of work on them to try and find them and to track them down. And he has found a population in County Wexford. There were two pairs that were found there breeding recently. That's on the back of work a couple of years ago where he found some in Tipperary as well. We keep the sites completely secret. It's very important these birds aren't disturbed at all. They're not there as we're speaking right now because they're migrants. They head to Africa for the winter. They'll hopefully return again in the summer. And the way that they're tracked down is by sound. The male, when he is displaying his song, although it doesn't really sound like a song that we would consider being a bird song, it's one of the most remarkable sounds in nature, this incredible churring sound. And it gave the bird the Irish name of tourneillin, meaning spinning wheel. It does sound like a mechanical object. To me, it sounds sometimes like a car engine changing gears. It's a really unusual sound. And if anyone does hear this, we'd ask them to get in touch with Mooney Goes Wild and with Birdwatch Ireland because we need to track down if there are any more of these nesting anywhere in Ireland. So do keep an ear out next summer.
Absolutely. Visit the website if you want to see a photograph of one, rte.ie/Mooney.